A couple of things. I'm Tanisha Richardson, as I mentioned earlier. Just a couple of acknowledgments. Susie Epperson with the Independence County Hometown Health Coalition and the school districts there, as well as our evaluator, Dr. Al Bavon, who is in the audience. I would also like to acknowledge Christy Jenkins and Brenda Riley, who are also great supporters of Independence County, as well as our principal investigator, who was unable to be here, Andy Ridgway. I have no relationships to disclose. And just a couple of objectives. Basically, I'm here to discuss strategies and interventions that were implemented in Arkansas through our Communities Putting Prevention to Work initiatives. Also, to identify strong linkages and explain how those collaborations reached and impacted communities in Independence County. And also, just to share some outcomes and policy systems and environmental changes in Independence County. Just a brief background. As I stated, Arkansas was funded CPPW dollars to improve nutrition and physical activity in a small city, which was the city of North Little Rock, as well as Independence County. The Independence County Hometown Health Wellness Coalition's goals as it relates to CPPW were to provide educational initiatives on obesity prevention and healthy living, to create a sustainable effort through community-wide collaboratives, and also to promote positive public awareness, ultimately decreasing obesity among youth and adults who do not have access to physical activity and nutrition education. To discuss the need, there are 11 small rural communities surrounding Batesville, Arkansas, that are high poverty and low income areas, have limited or no access to community-based resources or opportunities for recreational and leisure time activities, which is the social determinant of health. And also, we targeted 4 out of 4 school districts. 65% were free and reduced. 74.5% of adults are overweight or obese. Our BMI public school students, 38.6% students were overweight or obese. And Independence County ranked 62 of 75 counties who lack access to fresh fruits and vegetables, as well as recreational facilities. We utilized the CPPW evidence-based strategies, which were the MAPS strategies. By show of hands, how many of you all have heard of MAPS strategies? Excellent. And these basically were media access, point of purchase and promotion, prize, social and support services. And these were utilized to drive local initiatives and build capacity in Independence County. Some advantages of policy and environmental change to address obesity in Arkansas were systemic changes in Independence County's food and physical activity environment, flexibility. Independence County considered the unique characteristics and needs of the community served and implemented obesity prevention initiatives to address them, as well as broad reach. Our strategies and interventions focused on 3 areas: school physical activity, school nutrition, and joint use agreements. Our objective for school physical activity was 4 out of 4 school districts in the county will implement a revised wellness policy to ensure that all students pre-K through 6 will obtain no less than 60 minutes per week of instructed quality PA, physical activity, active play, and this is according to Arkansas's physical activity standards, as well as the American Academy of Pediatrics and CDC's Division of Adolescent and School Health. The second one was school nutrition, where 4 out of 4 school districts would implement a wellness policy that includes nutrition standards based on IOM standards for vending machines to ensure healthy options are most accessible to students and staff. And then the fourth one, joint use agreements, to establish joint use agreements between all school districts in the county to provide accessible facilities for physical activity to underserved low-income, high-poverty communities throughout the county. And this is a very important piece of our presentation as far as our linkages. Our mayor and city council, Mayor Rick Ellenbaugh, he was very, very instrumental from the very beginning of this initiative. We were also one of the growing healthy communities as well. And with his support, he and the county judge, as well as the city council, they signed a resolution as well as an ordinance giving their 100% support in Independence County's efforts, CPPW efforts, to improve the health and well-being of the citizens of Independence County. And not only that, the schools were very involved, as well as our local health unit. Some of those key stakeholders, as I mentioned, that were very instrumental was the mayor, Rick Ellenbaugh, the local health unit administrator, nutrition directors, teachers, parents, and students, all four superintendents, all of the principals, the school board, coordinated school health coordinators, in which their champion has been Susie Epperson. I have to give her props for that. Okay, she shared the vision and the goals and strategies outlined in CPPW's community action plan with these key stakeholders to ultimately impact and reach students and adults throughout Independence County, and it has made a difference, which will be reflected in the next couple of slides. In lieu of this, we also did a perception study. Dr. Al Bavon conducted a study to determine how CPPW initiatives to promote physical activity were perceived by the participants. The study methods that he used was a retrospective pre-test, post-test survey instrument, International Physical Activity Questionnaire. And before CPPW, the average number of minutes engaged in physical activity was, for vigorous physical activity, was 20.5, and then after the implementation of this was 87.0, moderate physical activity 31.7, and it increased to 98.9, and then light physical activity 67 to 125 minutes. Some perceived outcomes. They felt that this initiative provided new knowledge about healthy lifestyle. Participation influenced healthy lifestyle choices. They will continue to participate in the future, and also they will recommend this activity to others. And this is in relation to the joint use agreement. Some beneficial program components were the class environment. They felt that it was safe. The living, their health, it was convenient, the instructors, and also all of these classes were of no cost. So some of the results. They implemented and promoted Spark Physical Education and Wellness curricula comprised of evidence-based strategies to increase physical activity and improve nutrition among students. And just a little background, K-6 PE teachers, they were trained. All of the schools received curriculum and equipment. They implemented it in all of the K-6 schools countywide and developed a policy to adopt Spark in all K-6 schools countywide, which was adopted by the school board earlier this year. I have someone else doing this for me. Okay, here we go. Joint use agreements. Certified professionals were recruited to instruct nutrition education, weight management classes, or organize physical activity classes. A schedule of all of these activities was developed around school activities during after-school hours, and joint use agreements were included in the school wellness policy as well, stating the utilization of school facilities during after-school hours. And so joint use agreements were established with 4 out of 4 of the school districts to provide physical activity opportunities to community members who did not have access to these services. And as I mentioned, these services were free. And this is just some of our media coverage. It was in the Batesville Daily Guard, as well as there was recognition in the local newspaper, as well as on television, and also in the local magazine. And last but not least, our school wellness policies within all of the 4 school districts were revised and adopted by all of the superintendents as well as the school boards. And in June, students in all four school districts in Independence County, Arkansas, school system improved nutrition, education, and access to physical activity during and after school hours. Grade appropriate nutrition education promotes healthy living and nutrition among students, parents, and staff. Nutrition education was grade appropriate, provided at every grade level, K through 12, using a standard and evidence-based curriculum. The schools have adopted the Go Slow Whoa Nutrition Awareness educational campaign, which identifies almost always, sometimes, and once in a while foods. Signage was placed in the lunchrooms and on 16 vending machines in the four school districts. Students in grades K through 8 receive 60 minutes of physical education daily, with at least 50% of physical education class time spent participating in moderate to vigorous physical activity. All students in grades pre-K through 6 have opportunities to be physically active during the school day through daily recess, physical education classes, intramural, and integration of physical activity into the classroom. Additionally, students in grades K through 6 now receive a minimum of 90 minutes per week of unstructured quality physical activity. The teachers and other school personnel are encouraged to use physical activity as a reward of incentive for student behavior or performance and will not withhold participation in recess or other physical activity opportunities as a form of discipline or punishment. In the four school districts, there are 13 schools with 5,823 students and 383 staff members who benefit from these changes in the school wellness policy. And that was just a blur from the wellness policy. And so to move forward, some of the things that we plan to do or that Independence County plans to do is just to continue to provide services and resources through joint use to the community as well as the schools. Also, maintaining that strong collaboration that was really key in order to support these efforts among the key stakeholders, such as the mayor and the city council, the county judge, and the school districts, and also enforcing the school wellness policy that has been revised. This is our contact information. If you all have any questions, feel free to give us a call. Thank you so much.